The football Badgers will kick off their season this week in Madison. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mike Grimm has the latest.
On paper, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell's team will play one of the most challenging schedules in the country for the upcoming season. He says that has only bolstered his team's want to.
I can honestly say with that schedule has brought upon probably a lot of the changes that which we have, right? Whether that's guys that are no longer with us or guys that are with us today. The great thing about that schedule is pretty easy to be able to lay it down right in front of everybody, whether they were coming back for their fifth year or fourth year, or guys that were coming into our program, a guy like Billy Edwards, right? This isn't the NFL where they lay out the schedule sometime in April. Everybody knows what they signed up for, and everybody knows what they stuck around for. And the beautiful thing about that is we've been able to embrace that. We've been able to say, hey, this isn't going to be an elephant in the room. We understand what being a part of the Big Ten, what being a part of this conference, and in order to be at the top and to be the best, you got to compete and you got to beat the best. And so it gives us a challenge, but an unbelievable opportunity in front of us as well.
The Badgers missed the postseason last year with a 5-7 record. Wisconsin will open the season on Thursday night at home against Miami of Ohio.
The Packers continue working to shape their regular season roster, which has to be at 53 players by 3 p.m. Tuesday. Jordan Love and Malik Willis will likely be the only two quarterbacks on the roster, but either Sean Clifford or rookie Taylor Algersma will reside in the practice squad. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Algersma was impressive.
I mean, shoot, you got to find a way, and there was two of those that he did. So I thought, you know, you got to go back and look at it, but I thought for the most part he did a pretty good job.
Washington Commanders and wide receiver Terry McLaurin reached an agreement today on a three-year contract extension worth up to $96 million. Brewers open a four-game series with Arizona at AmFam Field tonight. Brandon Woodruff gets the start for the Crew, who dropped 2-3 to the Giants over the weekend. Tommy Fleetwood's PGA Tour drought had spanned 146 appearances. He ended it yesterday, winning the Tour Championship. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.